Pentagon officials say the Northern Alliance is making progress against Taliban forces near the northern Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif. These battlefield gains are accomplished with the assistance of the U.S. military, which is providing substantial aid to anti-Taliban fighters. Much of the aid is channeled through U.S. Green Berets operating with the rebel forces. NPR's Tom Jeldom reports.
Dozens of highly trained U.S. Army Green Berets are now alongside the Northern Alliance rebel forces. This, the only acknowledged U.S. ground operation in Afghanistan, is devoted entirely to the Northern Alliance. And then there are the airstrikes. Marine General Peter Pace, Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said yesterday that fully two-thirds of recent U.S. bombing runs in Afghanistan were carried out in support of these anti-Taliban rebel groups.
They're taking the war to their enemy and ours. We are supporting them as best we can.
For the U.S. Special Forces deployed in Afghanistan, this is a classic mission, exactly the kind of operation Green Berets have carried out since they were sent to Vietnam in the 1960s to help the South Vietnamese Army fight communist guerrillas. Retired Army General David Grange says the wars in Vietnam and elsewhere have taught the Green Berets how to approach a mission like this one with the Northern Alliance fighters.
You cannot start something like this and then walk away from it. They have to see that you get dirty with them, you eat with them, you talk with them, you sing with them. You got to do things with them. And then you become like a brother to them in this effort. And they have to have the trust established that they know you'll go the distance with them.
Grange, who served with the Green Berets' elite Delta Force, says the U.S. troops now with the Northern Alliance are probably teaching them modern warfare techniques, such as how to integrate infantry with armor and air power. U.S. advisors in such a situation, Grange says, sometimes get frustrated that the rebel groups don't fight the way you want them to fight. Indeed, some of the American advisors now stationed in Afghanistan might be wondering about Northern Alliance tactics. General Pace says U.S. special operatives there are actually reporting that the rebel fighters still engage in cavalry charges.
This is opposition forces riding horseback into combat against tanks and armored personnel carriers.
Pace says he wouldn't think of second-guessing such tactics, and he says the U.S. advisors with the Northern Alliance troops are careful not to pass judgment on rebel operations unless invited to do so by a rebel commander.
If the commander on the ground were to ask for their opinion, they would certainly give it to them. Their purpose in being there is to be able to coordinate U.S. support to the units on the ground, and not to be giving guidance or direction to the commanders on the ground.
This arm's-length relationship between the U.S. advisors and the rebel commanders in Afghanistan means the U.S. military, in the end, is unlikely to depend on the Northern Alliance or any other rebel group to carry out the U.S. military campaign in Afghanistan. Says one senior defense official, "We have our own plan. If these guys want to advance our plan, great. If not, we'll do it ourselves." A key test could come around the strategically located city of Mazar-e-Sharif. Retired General David Grange expects that the campaign plan for Mazar-e-Sharif assumes some U.S.-run operations.
Let's just say Mazar-e-Sharif is an objective that we want taken from the Taliban prior to where winter is, to a point that it's very difficult to move on the ground with vehicles, that we may just have U.S. or some international force take down Mazar-e-Sharif. And those points, I'm sure, from my experience, are in a plan, and they'll be executed when they have to be.
The senior defense official says, in fact, there is a plan B in case rebel groups in the north do not make the progress needed for the U.S. military campaign to proceed in Afghanistan. American troops would then be sent in. About 1,000 soldiers from the U.S. Army's 10th Mountain Division are on standby in Uzbekistan. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.